Teams everywhere are dealing with a serious problem, a productivity problem. It's no secret, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. Most tech is too complicated, there are too many time-consuming tasks, and teams aren't getting the info they need to close deals and connect with customers. Don't worry, though. HubSpot's customer platform can help. It was built to save time and make your job easier so you can get back to building your business. No more hours wasted on time-consuming tasks. No more chasing down prospect info. No more one system for this, another system for that. HubSpot can help you find leads, reach prospects, and deliver the insights you need to convert them to customers, all in one place. Plus, HubSpot AI can literally do more of your work for you so you can focus more on scaling your business. Because HubSpot knows you have some big growth goals, and they're here to make your productivity problem no problem at all. Visit HubSpot.com to learn how they can help you grow better.
Welcome to Thursday. It's March 28th. I'm John Weigel here with Juliette Bennett Ryla, and this is the Hustle Daily Show. All companies nowadays want to get on the AI train. It's the hot new thing, it's buzzy to say you're doing it, and it's sure to wow employees in a board meeting. The problem is, sometimes companies are not actually using AI, or they're overselling their capabilities with it. This, quote, AI washing has become a big problem. But what consequences do these companies actually face? We'll get into that in a bit, but first let's give you the hits and headlines today in business and tech. Starting us off, seven major gaming companies, which take up about 85% of the U.S. legal betting market, are forming the Responsible Online Gaming Association trade group to share information about problem gamblers and promote responsible betting. And, you know, with betting becoming easier than ever, this might be a good idea. Next, Mark Zuckerberg is apparently very close with NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang, as he posted a picture of the pair wearing each other's jackets to Instagram and calling him, quote, Taylor Swift, but for tech. How adorable. Next, to Novo Nordisk. Novo Nordisk sells its diabetes/weight loss drug Ozempic for about $968 a month. That's rent right there. A new study, however, found it could be produced for less than $5 a month. So where are my chemists at? Let's work together.
Whose rent is that? I wish that were right. My rent.
I mean, I wish. All right, next. Doc Martens sustainability efforts now include a resale platform and a collection made with recycled leather. Plenty of time to get your new or used boots before the Crow remake comes out in June. And finally, Amazon upped its investment in Anthropic by $2.75 billion after its initial $1.25 billion investment in the company just 6 months ago. Talk about hopping on the AI train, eh? Giving the tech giant a $4 billion total stake in the AI company. And with that, we're on to our main story. Great segue there. AI washing is the term we're fixated on today. Companies love to talk about their AI offerings, but what happens when those offerings aren't exactly reflective of their capabilities with it? Well, it's a big problem. And Juliette, I'd love to know more about it. How would you describe AI washing?
So this term is going to be pretty familiar to you if you're familiar with any of the washing terms, like greenwashing, which is when companies exaggerate about their sustainability efforts or the impact of those efforts. And AI washing is basically the same thing. It is when companies create a false buzz or hype around their AI products, maybe to manipulate investors, maybe to just seem pretty cool. I don't know why anyone would do this. Basically, you know, you're misleading about the capabilities, limitation, or risks of the AI, or maybe you're lying about how and when you're using AI. Maybe there is no AI and you just want to be a cool kid.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this all kind of reeks of just wanting to be the cool, cutting edge kid on the block, right? Other than that, why is this happening? Or is it just plainly because everybody wants to say that they're using AI and they have new effective ways of implementing it?
So this is coming up. I saw it first in Business Insider, but it actually comes from Securities and Exchange Commission Chair Gary Gensler. So Gary had this speech that is actually really fun because it's full of pop culture references, and I can relate to that. But it's talking about a lot of things, and one of those things is AI washing. He kind of compared it to the musical The Music Man, which is about a con man who shows up to towns and convinces all the parents to buy their kids instruments for a marching band, but then he like never teaches them how to play music and leaves. It's like weird con, but okay. So essentially it's like, yeah, you know, it's a lot of big talk, but what is it really? And there are a couple of different companies that actually got in trouble recently.
Oh.
There's two of them that the SEC was talking about. One is Toronto-based investment advisor Delphia. It claimed that it used AI to predict upcoming companies and trends, but it actually didn't at all. It didn't have those AI capabilities. That company recently agreed to pay a $225,000 fine without admitting any wrongdoing, of course.
Wow.
And the other one, kind of the same situation, Bay Area-based Global Predictions. It agreed to a $175,000 fine. And the allegations here are that it falsely claimed it was the first regulated AI financial advisor and that it offered AI-driven forecasts. But it did not.
You would imagine that a company that can't actually do any of these things would try to be more vague and maybe a little less braggadocious about these things.
You would think.
But I guess there is a difference here between these companies, because these two companies seem to be very outward about their lying, whereas many other companies seem to be a little more nebulous about it and kind of read between the lines about what our actual offering is. And unless you're kind of an engineer, you would have really no idea that this AI is capable of this or that.
Yeah. And I think we're seeing that broadly in a lot of claims from a lot of different people. You know, some people are like, AI is going to replace all of us and nobody's going to have jobs. And it's going to do everything for us. And then there's going to be Skynet, and then there's going to be Terminators. And then there are people who are like, yeah, AI is a cool tool that can complement the work we already do, but let's be realistic about what it can do at this point in time. There's just a lot of hype. It reminds me of like, I remember once I was walking downtown and this guy stopped me to tell me to buy Dogecoin and that it was going to be the next big thing and that we were all going to be millionaires. Like, that's what it reminds me of. This just random like, oh, we got AI. And then maybe slow down a little bit.
Yeah. And you feel like that you need to get on the bandwagon before it leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's very effective because a lot of people just do decide to get on it and do decide to like make some AI shift. Is that helpful for companies to integrate AI in your company processes, or would you say that it's not exactly showing it's that helpful?
I think it really depends. I think I've seen some success at some companies. Like, look at Adobe. Adobe has a lot of cool AI tools that I think people are using that are really helpful to designers. I mean, I know I love going to Canva and having it remove the background of things for me. That's great. Big
fan.
That's
the coolest.
But it's not really replacing the work that I have to do. Nor do I think it should replace the work that designers who are much better at that sort of thing than I am are doing. And I think we see that. I think it's very obvious when somebody produces AI art and it comes out like the Willy Wonka experience, which used AI art.
Oh boy, yeah.
Versus when somebody is like, yeah, I'm using these tools to help me be more productive, but it's not completely replacing me. I'm not fully relying on it, assuming that it understands context and everything that I need it to do.
Right. Because, you know, as people of the internet, I think we, even us, like not even AI professionals, can quite easily suss out whether an image was made entirely with AI or whether something was made entirely with AI.
Right. There was one company that I was reading about, and it used AI to help its customer service agents out. This is a story in NPR. The company found out that its overall workforce on the whole was 14% more productive after it had integrated AI. But there was a limit to that. The less experienced, less skilled people who had just come on board, who maybe weren't early on in the career, not at the top of their field yet, they really benefited from AI. But people who were very experienced and higher skilled, who had been going at it for a long time, they really didn't end up using AI at all. You know, they saw very little benefit. So I think as a tool, we are seeing the benefits, but then we're also seeing companies that are really having mixed results when they try to fully replace people with AI. A lot of the articles that we've seen generated by AI, CNET had a rash of really, what the heck are these articles? Of course, the Willy Wonka experience. You know, I think we're seeing that disparity there in terms of what AI can be useful for, but also what it just cannot do.
Yeah. And a lot of companies, as we've talked about, are very much harping on the things that it can't do, but they want it to do for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's the big thing is, if you own a company and you want to get into AI, maybe just try to be a little more realistic about the things that it could provide you. And
right.
Maybe you won't end up on the front page of every business site.
Mm-hmm. I did get an interesting press release that I will tell you about. And here's I think, where I am getting a little bit of this AI hype machine fatigue. I am tired of press releases that are like, oh my God, replace all of your writers with AI. Okay, excuse me. That is how I earn a living. Please don't do that. I graduated into recession. I do not deserve this, okay? I have dealt with this enough. I had a press release the other day. The headline was like, your AI girlfriend won't ask you to do the dishes. And then it was all about having an AI girlfriend who wouldn't nag at you and who was really into Star Wars. I think it actually said, thinks Star Wars is sexy. And I'm like, okay, first off, Harrison Ford is in Star Wars and Carrie Fisher wears a tiny bikini. Star Wars is already sexy, okay? Like, I think we can all admit that now. Star Wars is one of the biggest media franchises of all time. It's no longer this like niche activity where you can't go find someone who wants to watch Star Wars with you, so you have to have an AI girlfriend. Everyone watches Star Wars, okay?
Everyone knows and would watch it. Maybe not a fan, but they would watch. This isn't like 1985 when nobody knows what it is right now and only people who are, quote, nerds are interested in it, right?
Right. And also, unless your AI girlfriend is a Wi-Fi enabled smart dishwasher, you will actually have to at some point do your own dishes unless you intend to live on takeout for every meal. Yeah. You know, I'm just saying, maybe you can talk to a companion bot, but I don't think you are ever going to be able to replace an actual human companion with an AI robot, at least not right now. And also, do the dishes, man. You're an adult. If you're old enough for an AI girlfriend, you are old enough to do your own dishes.
Just do your dishes.
Yeah.
The Amazon chatbot won't ask you to do your dishes. What a ridiculous press release.
Right.
Any chatbot wouldn't ask you to do dishes.
It doesn't even know what dishes are, okay? It doesn't eat. It has no context. It can't smell how bad your kitchen smells because you haven't done your dishes.
Oh, God.
It's too much.
Do your own dishes. All right, and that'll do it for us today. Thank you, everybody, for listening to The Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig, and our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage on our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co/email, and we'll catch you later. Hey, everybody, this great new podcast just came out, and I can't wait to tell you about it. It's called The Next Wave, AI in the Future of Technology, and it's hosted by Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands. And of course, it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. You can catch The Next Wave with Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands, who are leading AI creators who are your guiding light in the AI and technology frontier. AI technology is transforming the way we do business, and the media landscape is a bit fragmented, but The Next Wave strives to be the leading podcast on AI technology and how you can apply it to growing your business. You can listen to The Next Wave wherever you get your podcasts.